The plan would affect different groups of people in drastically different ways. About 72,000 parents and caretakers currently on Badger Care, who make more than the federal poverty level, could stay on Badger Care until April 1st. At that point, they'd have to sign up for the federal health care exchange, get their insurance elsewhere, or pay a fine. But the delay would also force about 83,000 adults without kids who were expecting Badger Care coverage on January 1st to wait for coverage until April. Bobby Peterson of the group ABC for Health told Republicans there's no excuse for that delay, especially since the federal government would pick up most of the cost.
It's just a ridiculous argument, and it needs to be called for what it is, a political excuse. You have the opportunity to help a lot of people in Wisconsin. You need to stand up for those folks and to do right by them. These are people that have been waiting a long time for health care coverage.
But Brookfield Republican Dale Coinga told Peterson that blame for any delay rests squarely on the federal government's shoulders.
Your credibility on these issues, you and the Democratic Party credibility on these issues, is gone. You try to design this utopian plan, and it has egg on its face.
The plan passed on an 11-2 vote, with Democrat John Richards joining all Republicans in voting yes. Lawmakers also delayed the phase-out of Wisconsin's high-risk insurance pool. The full assembly is scheduled to vote on the changes this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.